Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Let's talk about the all-time question, which is sales people, sales superstars. Are they born that way? Are they made that way? Is it nature or is it nurture? Like, which one first? Either the chicken or the egg? Like, how does that happen? And there's several arguments. People will go both ways on this. The fundamental thing, the punchline for this, and everything that I've experienced myself, as well as who I've talked to and the other experts I've listened to, is that no one is born a sales professional. No one is born knowing how and jumping right into success as a salesperson, right? It's not something that you're just born to do. Now, I will explain why it feels like that, but it's not. So it's not something you're born to. The key is, though, is that there are certain personality traits that people are born with that maybe they get from their parents, and they have those, and it makes them more in alignment with selling and being in sales, right? And we've all seen that. We've all seen the kids who they're young and literally they are just tenacious, they're charismatic, they're outgoing, they're fearless. They know what they want. They're convincing. It's almost like this salesperson is bottled up in this child. And you can just see them and be like, this person is going to be in sales or maybe a lawyer or something like that later down the road. And you just know fundamentally, like, that's the path. And it's not that they were born to be in sales. It's that some of those characteristics, some of those personality traits that they're born with would lend itself well to that. The other thing is we talk about the nature side. So there's, or the nurture side. So there's the nature side of what you're born with. And then there's the nurture side, which is what happens in your family. And then that also has a big role to play in it as well. So if your parents or one of your parent is in sales, then you're going to be around that, and that could foster it, right? But here is the big thing. Here is the big takeaway. Here's what I want you to understand is if you're looking at yourself and saying, well, I wasn't born with those charismatic traits, or I don't feel like I identify with being born with those personalities, but I'm in sales. So I don't know. Am I screwed? Am I out of luck? Am I going to be able to pull this off? Or you look at it and go, my parents weren't salespeople. I don't have a background in that. Like, I wasn't nurtured in a house full of sales or business, and that's not my background. Am I screwed as well in sales because I don't have either one of those? Here is the key. Here is the big thing, is that I firmly believe, and I am a perfect example of this myself, and I've seen it with hundreds of other salespeople, where I firmly believe you can create and make yourself into a sales superstar. I firmly believe that. And here's the key, is that there's certain personality traits that lend itself well to sales, but there isn't one type. There isn't one thing that makes for a good salesperson that you have to be born with, right? Being charismatic, being outgoing, being an extrovert, right? Even if that was a thing, being a great storyteller, being this, this, or this, which you think, okay, well, that person was born with that, born with the silver tongue to be able to talk people into things, talk themselves out of a bad situation and get themselves out of a bad situation. Those things can help. But here's what I would argue too, and keep this in mind, like, think about this. There's a lot of people, if you look at what we think is this archetype of personalities for a classic salesperson, the smooth talking, charismatic, outgoing, extrovert salesperson. If we think about that, we all hold that person in our mind. Then we think, is that what the consumers actually want? Yes, it works. Yes, people do buy from that person. But the question is that what people actually want? Is that what you want to buy from? Is that who you get excited about? So when you pull up to, let's say, the car dealership and you just want some help buying a new car and you're worried about the classic car buying experience, what may happen to you. When that classic salesperson comes up to the car as soon as you get out and they're just, you know, checking all those boxes of what's classic in sales, does that make you happy? Is that excited? Are your walls instantly going down mentally and you're like ready to buy because this is perfect? Or is it setting off alarm bells because it's literally checking all the boxes that you're concerned about? And that is the key. That is the fact that, yes, that's what a lot of people think about what it takes to be successful in sales. And I would argue, based on my experience, is that's also not what a lot of people really want to experience when they're a customer, when they're trying to buy. And so be careful that you don't say, well, because I'm not this, because I don't have this personality, because I wasn't born like this, because I don't do this, I can't become a sales superstar. And I argue, again, that you can. You can make yourself into one. Also, like for myself, like I said, I was not born into a sales household. Nurture, nature, neither of those were on my side. I mean, as a kid in elementary school, I was bullied. I was shy. I was awkward. I am an only child, so I didn't have other kids in the family to help me socialize. My parents, fantastic, loving parents, but both very analytical. You know, my mom was a banker and in finance before she retired. My dad was an engineer, program manager, director of engineering and things like that before he retired. And so analytical, very anti-sales, in fact, and I won't go into full detail, but very anti-sales, anti-sales people. It was not even a like nurturing sales household where it's like, okay, of course I'm going to go into sales. It was a anti-sales household, such that my bachelor's degree, for people who don't know me, is in marine biology. I chose sharks over people. Like, let that sink in. That indicates how I felt about people growing up versus, you know, something like sharks. I firmly believe that you can make yourself into a sales superstar. Now, what I'm not saying is that to be a sales superstar, you have to make yourself into somebody who's charismatic, extrovert, outgoing, storyteller, like all of those things. What I'm saying is you can make yourself into a sales superstar by taking your strengths and who you are and applying that to your sales role. And that's where the authenticity piece comes in, because it's not about you becoming someone else and acting like someone else to be successful in a sales career and to become a sales professional. It's about understanding who you are and then using that to become successful in sales.